As of early Wednesday afternoon, unofficial results from the Division of Elections showed Republican Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson tied at 50% each. Scott has a razor-thin lead.
You're talking about around 30,000 votes out of, what, 8 million people who voted. So this is a very close election. Recount seems to follow from a very close election like that.
Carol Weissert is a political scientist at Florida State University. According to data from the Associated Press reported in the New York Times, an estimated 113,000 votes remain to be counted. Heavily Democratic Broward, Duval, and Palm Beach counties are still counting absentee ballots, with Broward also finishing up the early voting count.
These are two very well-known candidates. Scott has been the governor for 8 years. This campaign has been one that's been very close since the two announced, really. So it's of no surprise that it's going to come down to the wire. This was totally expected.
Under Florida law, a machine recount is mandatory if the winning candidate's margin is less than 0.5%, unless the losing candidate doesn't want one. If the machine recount shows a margin of less than 0.4%, a hand recount kicks in. The other high-profile race was close, but it's over. Republican Ron DeSantis is Florida's new governor, eking out the win over Democrat Andrew Gillum by about 1 percentage point. Gillum conceded late Tuesday night, and Weissert says a recount likely was a bridge too far.
You're talking about over 50,000, maybe 51,000 compared to 30,000 for Senator Nelson. But I don't know. I was a little surprised, to tell you the truth, because it was very close when he did give his speech. But I have to think that they had some information that we don't know about.
In DeSantis' case, Weissert and many others believe he owes his election to President Donald Trump, when many Republicans were certain that Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam would be their nominee.
It's hard to know how much of that is Donald Trump, but I think you have to give him some credit because he did come to Florida quite a number of times and was very strong for DeSantis. And in a race like this, which is so close, those margins are really important.
History was made around the nation on Tuesday night. Besides Democrats regaining the House, it was done with perhaps the most diverse slate of candidates ever. But was there any history made in Florida? Weissert says if Gillum had won, yes. But she adds the results were just business as usual.
Florida is really a red state. I'm beginning to think that maybe we're not purple anymore, that we are becoming more red. We have very strong Republican dominance in the Florida House and the Florida Senate. The presidential election, we went for Donald Trump. I think that defines a red state.
With the midterms pretty much over, attention, effort, and work are beginning on the 2020 presidential election. FSU's Carol Weissert says a lot of good groundwork for that campaign was laid in 2018, especially among younger voters.
My concern is that there might be a dampening effect. Perhaps those who were for Gillum might say, well, heck, we're never going to win. On the other hand, if those groups come back and there's another energized race, which usually presidential races are, then it'll be an important contribution.
Overall voter turnout for Tuesday's election was more than 62% in Florida, up from 51% 4 years ago, and the highest during a midterm election since 1994. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.